I'm going to put item one on hold, and I'd like to, I'm sorry, I'm going to put on item two on hold. We'll start with item one, approval of the minutes of the last pension meeting of January.
Mr. Chair, this is Mark Petrosmall, and I move for approval of the meeting minutes, please.
Motion's made. Is there a second?
This is Susan Whetstone. I second.
Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of discussion, I would call upon the trustees to cast their voice vote on this motion. Excuse me. Trustee Graves.
Yes.
Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Elker.
Yes.
Trustee Petrosimone.
Aye.
Trustee Gormley.
Aye.
And Trustee Sagnol is aye. Thank you. Item number three, age annuity, rule of 80, early retirement. Information only, unless there are any questions posed by the trustees on items 3A and B. It's information only. I'll go on to item four. Contribution withdrawals, again, information only, does not require the deliberation or vote by the trustees. Unless there are any questions on item number four, I'd like to, excuse me. Item number four, I'm sorry, was items A, B, C, and D. Item number five, excuse me, disability retirement reexamination. As I've indicated before, when an employee, SERF employee retires with a disability from the fund, it's a requirement that in the first 5 years of retirement, they be subject to three physicals by our medical consultant to determine if the debilitating condition still exists. This individual, this particular individual, Teresa Rozek, is completing her third and final re-examination. The results from the medical consultants can be reviewed to determine if the trustees believe that the debilitating condition is still present and her disability retirement should continue. What's the trustees' pleasure on item five?
Mr. Chair, Mark Simone, I move for approval of the continuation of the disability as described in item five.
Is there a second to that motion?
This is Kathy Graves. I will second it pending a change.
What's that change, Kathy?
In the review by Yale Medicine, it has that she retired in 2018. On our agenda, it has 2017. So I just want to know which year was it.
Well, I think whenever the staff determines is the correct date, the proper adjustments will be made.
I'll second it pending the adjustments.
Thank you for your keen eye. All right, a motion is made. There's no discussion on the motion. I would like to call upon the trustees to cast their voice vote on this motion. Trustee Graves?
Yes.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elker?
Yes.
Trustee Petrosimone?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also aye. All right, item six, information only. They are death after retirement, death of survivor after retirement, and death while an active participant. Hazel Pappas, death after retirement. Alma Esposito, John Fabrizio, survivor, death after retirement. And Donald Guest, death while active. I'd like to call upon the trustees to have a moment of silence an observation of the repose of the souls of these individuals. Rest in peace. Item 9, payment of bills. What's the trustee's pleasure on item 9?
Mr. Chair, I approve the payment of the bills.
So moved. Is there a second?
Mr. Chair, Mark Petrosian, I second that motion.
Is there a discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, I'd like to call upon the trustees to cast their voice vote on this motion. Trustee Graves?
Yes.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker?
Yes.
Trustee Petrosimon?
Aye.
Trustee Gormley?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnella is also aye. Under item 10, any old business that the trustees would like to address? Item 11, any new business they would like to address? I'd like to apologize. I think at the beginning of the meeting, I said I'd like to adjourn the meeting. They have this cold, it's knocking me out. I didn't mean that, I apologize. Administrative matters. We're here today to vote on the what we think will be the rate of return to be used in the 2022 valuation report for SURF to determine what, in fact, the employer contribution, annual contribution to the fund will be for the next year. And I'd like to turn this over to our professionals. Should I start with Derek, or should I start with our consultants? He's our financial consultant. Should we start with Rich Cinch?
Sure. So just to recap, the last meeting, we presented our preliminary evaluation results using both the current 7.25% rate of return, along with some alternatives for 7, 6.75, and 6.5. So really the question is what assumption is supportable and what should we use to determine the ADEC, the actuarially determined employer contribution?
Mr. Chair, if I could ask, as we put together the budget, Mr. Gormley and I have had some discussions, and maybe Mr. Gormley could share with the trustees our recommendation. We do think that it is worthwhile to reduce the investment rate of return, and to just remind the trustees, we moved it, I think it was 2 years ago now, from 7.75% to 7.25%, which was a pretty significant change, and increased the ADEC. And we did that both for PNF and SURF. And we'd like to move it more, and we're trying to find the balance of the right amount. So Mr. Gormley, maybe you could talk a little bit about where we've landed as far as our recommendation here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the mayor mentioned, over the last 2 years, both SURF and PNF had made significant changes to the investment rate of return, moving it from 7.75 to 7.25 for the last 2 years. The city has also been able to contribute additional money based on the set investment rate of return within the last 2 years in the budget as well. So in looking at where we are in the budget process for this year and where we think we're going to land as we continue to prepare the budget, our recommendation as we do this is to move the investment rate of return from 7.25 to 6.90, which at the last meeting, I believe, and Rich can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is 6.90 is currently where the state is with their investment rate of return, and closer to the average of larger municipalities that are comparable to New Haven in the state of Connecticut. So looking at it from the budgetary standpoint of where we are going into next fiscal year, and looking at, as we committed to 2 years ago, really looking at the investment rate of return and trying to lower it to an affordable employer contribution rate, we are looking at 6.90 as the investment rate of return.
Mike, what does that convert into, translate into in terms of actual increase in the match or into the city contribution?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me pull that up for you. Having a little bit of issues this thing, which is why I'm on my phone. All right. Sorry, Mr. Chair. So the presentation that Hooker and Holcomb gave last week didn't have 6.90, but they gave us a roundabout number of what the difference is. So at 7%, the ADEC contribution would be $26.1 million. Our current contribution for this fiscal year, the base contribution was 25.5. So you're looking at a little bit less than probably about $1 million more in a contribution at 6.90 going into next fiscal year.
And Mr. Chair, if I may add, our goal is to do things in SURF and PNF the same. And so we're taking into account the budget impact of this change and the PNF change, which would be more significant because it's just a larger fund. And we're trying to push the limits on what we can afford as we slowly transition down to a lower investment rate of return. And we think this is a pretty reasonable number for us to shoot for.
If police and fire had the 6.9, what would their increase translate to? I understand it's a larger fund. I understand that.
Yeah, I don't have the exact number. I don't know if Michael, you have it, but it was several million dollars more.
Yeah. So going into what we have at 7.25 for PNF, their current contribution for this fiscal year, the base contribution was $51.9 million. At 7%, it would be $55.2 million based on Hooker and Holcomb's valuation. So that's the number. And again, it will be slightly more because we're recommending 6.90. And again, that number I gave was at 7%. So.
Derek.
I have a question.
Kathy, go ahead.
So the 6.9 would be a funded ratio of what, just under 40%?
You're referring to the SURF, correct?
Yeah.
At 7%, it's 40.4. At 6.75, it's 39.5. So it's going to be right about 40%.
And what is the funded ratio for police and fire?
At 7%, it's 35.1. At 6.75, it's 34.2. So that would probably be in the high 34.8, 34.9-ish.
Okay. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
I mean, keep in mind that the lower the investment rate of return, the more conservative our estimates are of the earnings in the future. And so the percent funded actually goes down. And so it you know, at a first glance, it feels like it's a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing because it kind of forces us to put more money in the annual payment.
Derek, the fund, has it consistently beat the bogey every year?
Well, it depends how far back you go, but yes, I mean, that's the goal. I mean, if you set the expectations in line with reasonable level of, you know, ability to accomplish, if you outperform, then yeah, then that's how you chip away at this unfunded liability. So, you know, the last valuations that Hooker and Holcomb put together, I think it was, you know, the last few fiscal years, at least five fiscal years, it did outperform. You know, obviously 2020, 21 rather, 22 were difficult years. So we'll see. I think that's kind of the expectation moving forward. That'll eradicate a lot of that outperformance. So, you know, hopefully we could get a nice tailwind going into the next year and get this, get these numbers back up. But they were consistently outperforming, yes.
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
To Richard, does the ADEC assume that the payments be made in July?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I know we do an interest adjustment. David or Rob, do we adjust to the beginning of the year or middle of the year? Do you know?
I'm looking it up right now, Rich. We assume beginning of year. So July.
Thank you.
When you're doing these, your figures in terms of, I'm talking to the actuaries, in terms of what you think the market will be bringing back. You know, I'm just curious about this. We live in a crazy, it's getting crazier by the day. I never thought we'd see an F-16 shooting sidewinders across the sky over the United States. And you wonder, you know, what's going to happen in Taiwan if there's an invasion. Do you ever look at the global geoeconomics in terms of what if and how it could affect the market?
What we do is we use that investment rate of return to value the liabilities, and then we smooth the assets over a five-year period. So if there are any ups and downs in the short term, they're smooth over 5 years. So your ADEC is a lot less volatile.
So we're talking about approximately a $1 million increase compared to the last time we did it. It was how much of an increase for the year? The 2 million? 2.5?
So I recall for both funds, it was a pretty big jump, but it was also because of the change in the mortality rate and several other changes. So, but it was pretty significant.
Well, to your knowledge, there's been a pretty significant, what appears to be a significant decrease if we go to 6.9 and the 1 million compared to what it was last year. I mean, is this considered to be a large increase compared to the past, you know, 1 year to the next, what the match for the city has been? Is it considered average? Is it considered, can the actuaries tell us that? Is this a precipitous drop, is what I'm saying, using this figure?
Are you saying going from 7.25 to 6.9?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is it can translate into only $1 million more for the SURF fund. I'm saying, is that considered to be, compared to the year prior. Is that considered to be a precipitous drop, or is it considered to be average? Is it?
I think the 6.9 is more in line with, municipalities like the state, for example, that use the 6.9. It's less of a drop than you had last time. Last time you dropped 50 basis points. And so this is 35. So your drop is actually less than last time. But it's in line with other municipalities.
Well, you see other municipalities, what is the health of their funded ratio compared to ours?
Well, the investment return assumption isn't necessarily a function of the funded status. It's really how your assets are invested and how you expect returns in the future.
I understand that, but my point is that if you're saying that, this is in line with other pension plans, and other pension plans you're looking at are in the 70% or the 90% and some 100.25%. I mean, to me, that has to have a difference in the comparison. So my question again is, who are you comparing New Haven to when you're coming up with a 6.9%?
It's a general survey average, which I would note does not take into account how the assets are invested. So let me say that a different way. If, for example, you had a plan that was 100% funded, you may be invested in much less risky assets because you don't want to lose that funded status. So you have there may be less risk on the table if the plan is better funded. Now, that's not everybody. That's some municipalities. But the survey averages do not take that into account.
But don't you think that's something that should be taken into account somewhere in the equation? Comparing a healthy pension plan and how much additional inflow of money they need in a given year compared to a pension plan that is nowhere near as healthy as that.
It's a risk tolerance question. So, for example, the support that Derek gives us for the 6.9 hangs together, that the expectation is based on the way the assets are invested, a 6.9% rate of return is reasonable.
Yeah, I could add some insight on that as well. I think what Rich said is pretty spot on. So when we did the asset study, it's the current investment policy statement guideline allocation that output those numbers to support that. So, this committee as a whole, just over the years that we've been working together has definitely increased some of the risk tolerance to chip away at that unfunded liability and has done so over time. So that's I think a byproduct of what this committee does together. So I think it's like a double pronged approach, if you will, the contributions from the city, the reduced rate, and then obviously the allocation and hopefully some alpha generation from some managers.
If the city had used a 6.75, which we had talked about the last meeting, hypothetically, what would the increase to the fund be next year?
At the 6.75, the contribution was $27,051,000.
What is that? I mean, again, what does that convert to its increase? You're talking about 1 million at 6.9. Thereabouts, what does the 6.75 equate to?
Yeah, that's I ballpark doing linear interpolation. The 6.9 is going to be about 26.5 million.
Which is what? I mean, I can't do the subtractions in my head.
Yeah. Yep. The 2020 valuation, the baseline ADEC for the first year was 25.5. So that's about $1 million increase from the last val.
Okay. And if it went to 6.75?
That would be about $1.5 million.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I mean, this is an educated guess that we're making based on some analysis here of our future earnings. And, you know, we've worked hard to get the investment rate of return down, and we're continuing to do that work. It's just a matter of balancing how much we can do in any one year. And Michael and I have discussed how much we can push this year without having a significant impact on the budget, having to significantly raise taxes. And also to do something that we think is responsible. And we think the 6.9%, given that that's the state's rate of return, in an ideal world, we'd have it much, much lower than that, so that we could be really conservative about our estimates, but we don't live in an ideal world. We think the 6.9% is reasonable. Given that, and we can continue the discussion, but given that we've talked a lot about this, I'd like to move that we adopt for the 2022 valuation an investment rate of return of 6.9%.
This is Kathy Graves. I'll second that.
All right, motion has been made. It's been seconded. Is there a discussion on this motion?
I just, if I may add one thing, I think we should be proud of how much work we've done to chip away at this. The city's position today is much different than it was 4, 5, 6 years ago. And even then there was work done to improve our investment in the pensions. But I think we should be proud of these steps that we're taking to ensure that we're following through the promises that we've made to retirees.
Well, I know, pretty much, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And I think at the last meeting, I tried to give you credit and my credit for everything that's been done to try to come up with a realistic figure. Because again, I remember past meetings where it was actual warfare that was going on, trying to get this thing done. But again, I think as trustees and as fiduciaries to the fund, this is a big issue. And we have to make sure that we leave no stone unturned and try, because we meet members of the fund that are working and paying into it. We meet members of the fund that are retired, and we have to be able to demonstrate to them and that we have done everything in our power as fiduciaries to the fund to represent their best interests financially and the figures that we come up with. So that being said, a motion has been made. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion?
Motion is to lower the investment rate of return to 6.9, right?
Correct.
Okay.
If I could just ask a question. Number one, there's nothing that requires, I'm not recommending this, but there's nothing that requires that SURF use the same figure as police and fire uses, right? That's not required. Rich, that's not required by any.
That nothing I'm aware of requires that. I'm not sure if you have anything in your bylaws or anything, but not that I'm aware of.
So again, at 6.9, it's going to come to approximately ballpark, 1 million more for SURF. And what did you say that equated out for police and fire?
I believe, Mr. Chair, it was a couple of million for police and fire.
Okay, because I want to make sure that, you know, we had this meeting this morning, and I want to make sure that when you meet with police and fire, there's not a change of heart and another figure is used for whatever reason. I'm not doubting the veracity of the people here, but I just want to make sure that whatever goes on this morning will be equally applied when you sit down and discuss this figure with police and fire.
That is my intention, Mr. Chair, and this is a public meeting and it's recorded.
Yep.
I think it's just good practice for us to keep them in line with each other. And, you know, looking at the Hooker and Holcomb report for police and fire, at 7.25%, the ADEC was estimated to be $53.4 million. Moving to 7 would be 55.2. So if it's a little bit more than that, you're looking at an increase of about $2 million annually.
Right.
And just to note, as Michael mentioned this earlier, in addition to the required ADEC payment, we put more in this past fiscal year to the funds than were we required to. And, you know, we'll continue to do that when there's the possibility for us to do so. The lowering the IRR forces us to do that, but we've shown that we voluntarily do that at times as well because we want to, you know, we all have the same goal in mind here.
Mr. Vera, I understand you're trying to keep everything on a parity between our fund and police and fire. And I'm sure you're an honest man, you're going to do that. But when you get to the meeting with police and fire, it comes down to what the trustees vote on. If for some reason the trustees at that meeting say, we don't care about SURF and the 6.9, We vote on 6.75, and that successfully passes. Where does that leave us at that point?
That leaves SURF with making a decision on SURF and PNF separately making a decision on PNF, right? You're right that that could happen. That would not be my recommendation, but you're right, that could happen. We're not talking about pretty significantly different numbers, and I think that 6.9 and 6.75 are both progress.
I understand. I'm just making sure that we're demonstrating that we're doing all the due diligence that we're required to do as fiduciaries. All right. Motion.
Mr. Chair, may I ask this one question?
Sure.
Derek, how do you feel about the 6.9?
I think it's fair. Very fair.
Okay.
Okay, in the absence of further discussion, is there further discussion?
I'm going to belabor this question, maybe because I want to make sure I understand it. So the funded ratio with this 6.9 would be somewhere around 39%, 40%. And is that less than what was the funded ratio in... No, that is increased from the funded ratio in 2020.
Correct.
I just want to make sure we're going in the right direction on funded ratio, okay?
The 2020 funded ratio in the valuation was 36.5. And just as a reminder, when you decrease your investment return assumption, your liability goes up.
Yes.
And as the mayor pointed out, by definition, your funded status goes down, but you're still higher than you were 2 years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All good questions. All right. Any further discussion? In the absence of further discussion, I'd like to call upon the trustees to cast their voice vote on this motion. Trustee Graves.
Yes.
Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker?
Yes.
Trustee Petrosimone?
Aye.
Trustee Gormley?
Aye.
Trustee Sagnello is also aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Yep. And I think now I can correctly call for, you know, you got to. You take NyQuil, you got to take it at night, not in the morning. item 12, can I ask the trustees for a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, can I ask one question? Were we bringing in at some time one of our managers to discuss their performance? Derek, were you planning on bringing in Alcan?
No, we spoke to Alcan already. I have some managers lined up for the next month and the month prior. So,
okay.
Packed full agenda the next.
All next right. Thank you.
Months. So, yep.
All right. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Mark Petrosimone, second.
I'm just going to say all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 All right. We'll see you again in a few months.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Good to see you.
Buddy, have a good day.
Have a good day.